It's This Week in Bourbon. It's like TMC with all the gossip, but for bourbon. And here's your headlines for November 26th, 2021. Pursuit United Rye has finally been bottled. A semi-truck of Jack Daniels overturned in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And Frey Ranch Distillery announces their single grain series. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners. Ed Bly and Rising Tide Spirits are back again with a new release of Old Stubborn Bourbon. And this release of Old Stubborn is a premium hand marriage of 10, 11, and 12-year cask strength, barely filtered pot still bourbon. It comes in at a staggering 123.8 proof. And the flavoring grain for this one, which the last one was wheated, but this time it's now rye. Rich, sweet, and bold with a long finish that's sure to be another eye-opener. You can order online at Sealbox or thebourbonconcierge.com. And you can even purchase in person at Revival Vintage Spirits and even now with very few select stores in Kentucky. You can get it now while you can, but be sure to do it because it's not going to last long. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com.
And they're off for another Get270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Welcome, everybody. We're back with another This Week in Bourbon. And I think, Ryan, when we were talking about this last week, I might have lied a little bit because I was saying we're getting towards the end of the year. There's not going to be enough news. And sure enough, we got some news to talk about. And the first one, I mean, I had to put it in there. We had to, because I'm excited for it. And is that we finally bottled Pursuit United Rye. We've been talking about it for over a year now. And we finally have got there.
Yeah, gosh, I guess this process did start fall of, was it 20? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall of 2020. And so, like everything in the bourbon business, it takes 12 to 18 months for anything to get done. But finally, we have Pursuit United. Beforehand, Kenny's like, should we talk about it? I was like, no, we shouldn't talk about it. We're not newsworthy, but I guess it's exciting. It's a slow week. It's Thanksgiving, so we'll fill the news.
Well, it's that. And I mean, we get press releases about everybody else.
And now we're TMZ, apparently. So
yes.
we'll air the dirty news, which is Pursuit United.
Have you noticed I've changed the intro every single time to try and be something different?
Right.
I originally started this in thinking, like, what's that one hook? Like, what's that one phrase I can start with? And I could never nail one down. And so I said, screw it. I'm just going to have a new one every single week. It's going to be like The Simpsons.
I love it.
Yeah,
but usually you like consistency, so I'm surprised.
That is true. It is true. You know, we got this. You know, This Week in Bourbon. We've got the official podcast of Bourbon. We got all that sort of stuff. So we got a lot of cool things working on with it. But I honestly am excited about Pursuit United Rye. For anybody that does not know about it, this is something that Ryan and I we've been working on for a long time. As I said, over a year, we've been partnering with Sagamore Distillery out in Baltimore, as well as Bardstown Bourbon Company. And today we finally, and Ryan has been working on the blend for quite some time now, but at this point, we got all the barrels in, we blended it. It's even better than what we had originally put together. So that even makes it even more exciting, the fact that we were able to kind of have that working with us. So that's...
It's always good when you go in before bottling and like, here it is. And you're like, oh God. And then you taste it and you're like, this is really good. Was this what we submitted? is this ours? We're extremely excited about it. Couldn't be happier. I mean, it's easy. you know, it took a while to blend, but it's easy when you have good ingredients. Sagamore, you know, those guys are doing some great stuff, and obviously BBC is as well. So it's when you have good ingredients, it makes it a lot easier to blend. But I think this is a new and exciting spin on some rye whiskey. I mean, I think it's a little bit different than, you know, other rye whiskeys on the market, and I think it will appeal to the bourbon drinkers for sure. So because we are Bourbon Pursuit, so we had to get it a little bit closer to the bourbon side.
True. We can't rebrand ourselves as Rye Pursuit. That just wouldn't make sense. But
it'd be a lot of work.
Yeah, and that's I've been blasting out emails to all our distributors saying, hey, here's allocation, do you want it? And I tried to give some descriptors in there. And honestly, I'm drinking it right now. I grabbed myself some of this before we started. And I kind of look at it as like a bourbon drinker's rye because it's super sweet. It's not that overly dill rye, punchy in the face sort of profile or anything like that. And I'm super excited. Hopefully everybody else is too.
Yep. It's a... You try not to be too proud of your own product, but I'm pretty proud of it. I thought it turned out well, so.
So expect that here in the next few weeks and scoop it up and let us know what you think. And I think you're all going to really like it. But let's go ahead and let's truck on here with some more news here. So Clay Risen, who you heard back on episode 271, has a new 4-part book coming out on December 14th called Bourbon, The Story of Kentucky Whiskey. It's a deluxe illustrated history and guide to Kentucky bourbon, featuring framing quality reproductions of archival photographs, rare bottle labels, and more, all in an elegant box set with a pull-out drawer. Clay Risen explores the origins, history, and evolutions of America's distilling craft and culture from boom to bust and back again. He tells the engrossing story of Kentucky whiskey using interviews, photographs, and archival material to illuminate the singular region where bourbon was born. This meticulously researched book details how bourbon is made, how best to enjoy it, and how to build your own collection, along with profiles of distilleries and makers that form the landscape of bourbon country. This will be released, and it's up for pre-sale right now on Amazon, but it will be released on December 14th for $100.
Nice. Clay's a great writer. Love his... He's the New York Times, right?
He is. He is New York Times. And I've had a chance to meet and sit down with him. He's a great guy. I don't even know how many books he's written on bourbon. He's written a bunch now. That episode that we had him on back on 271. When we talked to him about that book, or I think I talked to him about that book, I think that was a $1,000 book. Like, it was something ungodly ridiculous. And there's, I don't know, like 30 copies that were made, but it was thick as 14 Bibles stacked on top of one another. I mean, it was something unreal.
He's the anti-collection of authors, of bourbon authors.
I like it. All right. So Ocado Group is a UK-based online grocery solutions and logistics business that licenses its technology to grocery retailers around the world. And Luxco, of course, you know who them is, people that own Luxro as well as MGP now. Or wait, is it the other way around? MGP.
MGP owns.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. They have secured listings with Ocado for two of its leading bourbon brands, and this is all over in the UK. So Yellowstone Select Kentucky Straight Bourbon and Ezra Brooks Kentucky Straight Bourbon have been added to their American whiskey category to meet the growing demand from UK consumers. So expect to see some more international growth happen. So that's always great to see.
Yep. Now those tariffs will be dropping, I think, at the end of the year, right?
Except for in
UK. I don't know what happened to UK.
No, that's right. It's the European tariffs are kind of, they're gone in the EU. However, Brexit, because you know, they wanted to go through Brexit, so they're still paying those tariffs. And that's something else that somebody else has got to figure out. We've done our part. We got the majority of it taken care of. Now UK's got to do their part.
Yeah, but more and more brands I think will be hopping overseas trying to get their footprint over there now that's cost competitive with the tariffs going to be dropping. So,
yeah, I mean, if you think about it, gosh, I think we've said it before on the podcast when Max Shapiro said, if you could turn one in every 10 Scotch drinkers into a bourbon drinker, you would deplete the entire, bourbon surplus or whatever that's out there. So there's definitely room for people to play. And if people are all worried, like, oh, keep bourbon in America, like that's not the attitude to have. Like, we gotta grow everybody. This is how this all works.
Exactly. Awesome.
Yep. So our second other headline for the night is that a semi-truck overturned around 9:30 a.m. back on November 19th, which was Wednesday, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. This truck was carrying an estimated $400,000 worth of Jack Daniel's whiskey when it rolled over at the on-ramp onto I-24. And Murfreesboro police said that several gallons of whiskey were spilled, and it's not yet known, well, I'm sure by now they know, the extent of the damages. Police said the load of whiskey was traveling to Nashville from Lynchburg and headed to a railroad terminal to be shipped to Israel. So back to the old, more international shipping here.
Wow.
However, on the good part,
I didn't know there was a railroad to Israel from Nashville. No, I'm kidding.
You didn't know that? I mean, you just got to hold your breath.
The old Nashville-Israel railroad. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, hold your breath when you go into the water there.
Yeah.
But they did say the truck driver was not injured in the crash. So that is always positive.
That is positive. That's a lot of booze. That every time we ship something, it's like, you're just like, no news is good news, you know? That's the thing.
I think if this ever happened to us, we'd be sitting there like Joe from Tiger King. We're not going to financially recover from this because it would just bankrupt us.
I'll just be sitting Indian style somewhere with my thumb in my mouth like, this is over.
Just crying in there with all our money. We didn't insure it enough.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so I think we've talked about this a few times in the podcast. Now, I'm trying to get Ryan to understand this, but NFTs are beginning to make their way into the whiskey world. And so we talked about this again earlier because I think it was a few weeks ago when a Macallan cask was sold for some sort of ungodly amount. But there is another NFT coming up called liquidcraft.io, and they are launching their first NFT this week called Dragons and Bourbon Series. So Tier 1 has 750 exclusive NFTs on the Ethereum network, and Tier 2 has 750 DNB NFTs on the Binance Smart Chain. The initial spirit offering is being backed by some of the finest handcrafted small batch bourbon available. And this is distilled in the beautiful, serene Windsor, Colorado, where the open sky meets the towering mountain peaks. The master crafters at the Heart Distillery have crafted a series of distinctly unique handcrafted bourbons that are only available through the Liquid Craft Marketplace as collectible and redeemable NFTs. So these NFTs, they act like any other NFT with the ability to be collected, sold, resold, traded, or held. And like any other NFT that is listed on the Liquid Craft NFT Marketplace, they can be harvested for the physical bottle that the NFT is backed by and represents. Tier 1 is costing around 0.22 ETH or Ethereum, which is about the equivalent of around $1,000.
This fitting NFT bourbon would have dragon in it, you know. Sure. All these tech guys probably love Dungeons and Dragons, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, so. You're probably not far off from it. You're probably not far off from something like that. Man, I'm telling you, this is there's something here.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I just still can't. I'm either too dumb or just too much of a peasant to understand the NFT. So I'll take your word for it. Just sign me up.
Everybody
put my head down, and 10 years later, probably worth something. So
everybody didn't believe in Bitcoin 10 years ago, and look where we are now. So if you just would have done that, I mean, it's
hell, I didn't even believe in bourbon 10 years ago. Look where we are right now. It's
touche, my friend. Touche.
Yeah. I mean, I believed in it, but not like what it is today. But anyways,
tell me about it. So our buddy Fred Minnick is hosting a bourbon tasting in New York City on Wednesday, December 8th at 7 p.m. in partnership with Michter's. You'll be able to taste through a bit of the Michter's lineup, but VIP tickets get you a chance to taste that sweet, sweet Michter's 20 and Michter's 10 rye. Ticket prices for GA are $110 and $300 for VIP, and you can get tickets now on ticketweb.com. I'm going to give a little plug to Fred there and say, if you're there, have New York City, go and check him out. I think he'll have some Bourbon Pursuit stickers and some Bourbon Pursuit notebooks to be able to hand out at the event as well.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. They're there for the Michter's 20. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Nor Fred. No, I'm kidding. Everybody wants to see Fred and the Michter's 20.
Yeah. I mean, if you had a choice to get your picture with somebody, what would it be? Would it be Fred or the Michter's 20?
I have pictures with Fred, so I'm going to do the Michter's 20.
I did the Michter's 20.
Yeah.
It's silver wax. Gets me every time.
Oh, it's can't fail. No fail.
Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley, they were the stars of the Salvatore brothers back on Vampire Diaries, and they created Brothers Bond Bourbon to celebrate their friendship and brotherhood that they've developed through the years. However, they have now donated $50,000 to Kiss the Ground, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to reversing climate change through regenerative agriculture, which we have talked before on This Week in Bourbon because I didn't know what that meant and Ryan had to school me about it. This donation was presented this past weekend at an event in Austin, Texas, hosted by the Sunset Strip Presents to raise funds for and amplify the organization's Regenerate America campaign.
All right. Way to go, vampires. Love it.
You want to explain what regenerative agriculture is again? Because I think I already...
We already went through this, but basically it's trying to do a more organic, like... I mean, agriculture now is more regenerative than it has been because you're crop rotating. You're rotating crops like corn, soy, and wheat, and you're putting the nutrients back in the soil, and you're... Instead of starting from scratch and tilling and working up the land all the time, you're kind of using the resources to where you're not having to use as much resources. So anyways, yeah, it's more of a sustainable type of agriculture that everyone is trying to work towards to reduce climate change and carbon emissions. But
and that's why we have you here.
Yeah.
School us on that sort of stuff. I'll tell you about NFTs. You tell me about regenerative agriculture.
That's right.
Except trade off.
We won't. We'll have to come up with a name with ours instead of dragons. I don't know. Let's call it regenerative agriculture. There you go.
Well, we better put our marketing caps back on for that one.
Yeah. Next topic.
Terrible name. Terrible name. All right. So everybody knows T-Pain. He knows how to party, and he gets the party started because he's got a lot of those kind of songs, but he also now is coming out with his own cocktail book. And so this Grammy award-winning artist teamed up with mixologist Maxwell Britton for Can I Mix You a Drink? 50 Cocktails from My Life and Career.
That was the song I had in my head. I'm
really?
Buy you a drink. The T-Pain. Oh, T-Pain's got a lot of great songs.
For sure.
I mean, like College Days, Avio. That's a UK bar, but most people won't know. But
unless you're about our timeline. You're about our timeline there. You're going to know it had a volleyball court and six bars in it. It was a crazy, crazy place.
Apple bottom jeans.
Yes. But he also, remember that song, All I Do Is Win?
Oh, that's right. Yep.
All I Do Is Win. Okay. Anyway, he's got a cocktail for that. And that's, of course, is named after his hit song from 2010. But this time it uses bourbon as his libation in here for his new book. So it uses 1.5 ounces. It says fistful of bourbon, but you can use 1.5 ounces of any bourbon, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, 2 orange slices, 3 lemon slices, 1 small bunch of loose mint, 2 dashes of Angostura bitters and club soda. You combine the bourbon, simple syrup, orange slices, lemon slices, mint and bitters in a Boston shaker and muddle. You add the ice, hard shake and double strain into a glass. You top with club soda and then you garnish with a mint and a lemon wheel. So there you go.
That's then you all hit the dance floor.
Yeah. All I do is win cocktail there.
Yeah. I like it. I have to try that over the Thanksgiving holiday.
I'd love to be able to like...
I'm like, here, Grandma, you want the all I do is win cocktail?
I wish you could like drop like a 5-second like banger right there, hand it to Grandma. Like just
you're
like
T-Pain.
Like have the speakers just go for 5 seconds. Like, all I do is win. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Our last little piece of news here. Jimmy Russell. We know him as the king of bourbon. And he has celebrated his 87th birthday last weekend. And you can hear Jimmy on episodes 77, 105, 175, and 207. So happy birthday, Jimmy Russell.
Happy birthday. Keep him going.
Yeah.
Love Jimmy.
I know.
He's the best.
Definitely. And like I said, if you want to know more about Jimmy, more about the kind of legacy he's had. And I mean, we've interviewed him now, gosh, like I said, 4 times over the 5+ years, 6 years we've been doing this now. So go and check those out. It's getting an opportunity to really listen to a legend. It's one of the last ones around too. So definitely some good stories and good things to share there.
Heck yeah.
But let's go ahead. We'll take a quick break, hear a word from our partners, and we'll be back with some more bourbon news. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify's point of sale is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock.
Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns, from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system or use Shopify's point-of-sale Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bourbon. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon, the farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people, like you and me, who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's P-L-U-S.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. Welcome back. We're doing some bourbon news now on This Week in Bourbon. Kenny and Ryan here, giving you all the latest scoops on what's happening, because all we do is read press releases and the news that comes out. So
it's just like T-Pain. Instead of all I do is win, all we do is read
the news. Stuck to my Gmail.
Terrible joke. Sorry.
It's true. Oh, I am stuck to my Gmail. I can't go 20 minutes without looking at it. I feel like I'm going to miss something. It's a bad habit I got to break. So the first one is we're going to talk about Jefferson's Bourbon, you know, part of Pernod Ricard, and Trey Zoller has been on the podcast plenty of times before. They have debuted Ocean Voyage 24, and it's called Ship's Log. And this latest offering is going to be released through ports in the Caribbean and Central America. And this is, again, it actually stayed in all of like the hot climates this time, but it was only in high heat and tropical humidity. And so this was the driving force behind Ocean Voyage 24, was to introduce a new experiment in this franchise. So on all of the voyages, it traveled through the equator several times, going through hot and cold weather, North Atlantic and South Pacific, and seas that range from calm to violent. But Bourbon 24 was going to test the effect of high heat all the time. And it spent all its time at sea in the Caribbean, where the air temperatures were just always hot. The containers on board served as heat ovens, and as the bourbon visited exotic ports through call throughout the Caribbean and Central America. And throughout the voyage, the humidity was tropical, and the average temperature inside the containers was 93.82 degrees Fahrenheit, and also reaching a maximum of 124.52 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa. But they're humid too, and they're being down there.
They could have just taken the barrels to Texas and done the same thing.
So you think Voyage 25 is like sitting outside of LA in the ports, you know, with all the other shipping containers, just waiting
for somebody to take it off and put on a truck somewhere.
Ocean supply chain issue 25.
I could see that. Ocean's delayed by 2 weeks.
Yeah, but. We just talked to Brad Paisley, and he loves the oceans. And the oceans, they're fun. And Trey's one of those innovative guys. They're always good. So glad to see another one.
For sure. All right, let's keep this going. I'm going to totally screw this up. I hope I say it right. Kanuka Brands is introducing 4 new expressions under its Clyde Mays whiskey label. They include Clyde Mays Single Barrel Straight Bourbon 5-Year-Old, which is 102 proof at $50. Their Special Reserve Straight Bourbon 6-Year-Old, which is 110 proof at $60. A 13-year cask-strength Alabama-style whiskey, that's 120 proof for $140, and a Kentucky Straight Bourbon 15-year-old, 112 proof for $200.
It's in Alabama, right?
Clyde Mays is from Alabama. It's a good question. I know that there's some sort of connection to Alabama, but I don't know if it's just like headquartered there. Do they make whiskey there? I don't really know that much about it.
Alabama style whiskey.
I don't know. Alabama style.
That style, yeah.
I could make Alabama style in Alaska. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. If it tastes like that white Alabama sauce, I'm all for it. Whatever. That stuff's good.
Always comes back to barbecue with you.
That's right. That stuff's awesome.
Yeah. Well, but, I guarantee after somebody listens to this, they're going to send me articles on like, this is what you got to know about Clyde Mays. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I don't know that much about the brand. I apologize.
We're sorry, but
I know. Apologies. let's keep going because we got some good buddies out of Frey Ranch, and we actually did a single barrel pick with them, and they have announced the launch of two new expressions for what they are naming their single grain series. This is a line of whiskeys that were created to highlight the individual grains grown on their 1,500-acre ranch, both of which are made entirely from grains grown and malted on-site and aged for 6.5 years in barrels. The Frey Ranch single grain 100% oat whiskey is going to be in 375 mls, will have a $60 SRP. And the Frey Ranch single grain 100% wheat whiskey, same exact thing, 375 ml, but this will have a $50 SRP. And oh, both of these are also 100 proof.
I still haven't got over how they didn't let us do a Pursuit United, or not United, but Pursuit series with them. But they did let us do a barrel pick, but we were on them early, and I was they're doing great things there, and I love the whiskey and the packaging and the Frey. It's the Frey's, right? Frey Ranch.
I'd say Frey Ranch. I think Frey Ranch.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we had them on. They were awesome people, salt of the earth. It's so I'm happy for all the success they're having because the product's great, people are great, and so that's a win-win formula.
Yeah, I can't remember. Actually, it wasn't anybody that turned us on to him. I remember it was they.
Yeah, it was
they,
Pat Heiss.
Well, no, they sent us a media sample first.
Yeah, but Pat told us.
No. They sent us a media sample, and then we talked to Pat about it, and we're like, "Oh yeah, we're all on the same page about this."
Yeah. They were close, like close together. I think close like, timing.
It's timing. Probably like a year apart, and we've got bourbon brain now. We just can't remember how all these things run together.
Yeah, it just ruins those cognitive abilities that we used to have.
All right. Well, it is starting to get into the holidays, and Blue Run is going to start celebrating it here because they have some new whiskey releases for the holiday season. They have their Holiday Rye Cask Strength Single Bottle, their Holiday Rye Cask Strength Gift Pack, and their 12 Days of Blue Run Single Barrel High Rye Bourbon. So their Rye Cask Strength will feature product from the same family of barrels that were recently released as their Blue Run Straight Golden Rye Whiskey, but a cask strength this time, which will be 106 proof and a $140 SRP. And to make the ideal gift, you can use this sourced rye, but also come in a high-end box package with two stylish rocks glasses that was created with a collaboration with some other good friends of ours, which we've talked about and promoted their products a lot, aged in ore. The gift sets are $230 and will be available online only through Blue Run's fulfillment partner at Sealbox starting in mid-December. And December 1st also starts the Blue Run's 12 Days of Single Barrel High Rye Bourbons. So each day until December 12th, Blue Run will release bottles from a different single barrel of their High Rye Bourbon, which was contract distilled at Castle and Key. Each barrel rested in a number 4 alligator char and was aged in Frankfort and Bardstown, Kentucky. It will have its own unique personality based on where it was in the rickhouse and how the whiskey reacted to the wood. These will range from 115 to 117 proof, and the color of the butterflies will be vary based upon the barrel number. These bottles will retail at $140 each.
Yeah, I saw, we were down at BBC and I saw all the colors of butterflies and I was like, this makes sense. I didn't know what they were all for. And the packaging on that is beautiful. I mean, that's incredible packaging. And I tried the Hara Bourbon. It's fantastic. So it'd be interesting to try all, different single barrel versions of it and whatnot. So they're doing good things there.
Mm-hmm.
Excited for them.
Yep. Collect all the butterfly colors. I guess that's a good thing about an insect is that it's like a chameleon. Like how many colors can you do? Like probably is like thousands, right? I mean, that's what I have to guess.
Yeah. It's one long shot ski you'll have to do, like the Blanton's horses,
that's
you got to collect all the colors of the wheel.
It's a lot of butterflies, my friend.
Smart marketing though. Collect all the different colors. We tried to do that with our Pursuit series. We were like, we got cut at 8.
This is too much. It's
we'll
too much.
Repeat.
For sure. Well, maybe instead of a shot ski, they'll give out butterfly nets or something like that. You got to get them off the bottle and just kind of collect them in your little net and carry them around. Is that too much?
Yeah, that's
not going to work.
You whiffed on that one.
Hard. Let's keep going here.
All right. So,
Fourgate Whiskey Company has announced their latest release of barrel-finished craft American whiskey, and this is called Rye Down Under. This is batch 16, and it's a 7-year Indiana-distilled rye whiskey with a mash bill of 95.5, finished in Apera Sherry casks imported from Australia by Kelvin Cooperage. There will be just 2,168 bottles available that were produced and bottled at 110.2 proof, and it carries a retail price of $185. This will be available in stores, on bars in Kentucky, Indiana, Tennessee, Louisiana, Georgia, and for the first time, welcome to Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Keep on expanding. Keep on expanding. Yep. Yeehaw. All right. Apologies for one of our Texas listeners and my shitty yeehaw there.
Yeah.
All right.
Kenny's a tech guy. He's worried about NFTs. Not
I'm not
his yeehaws.
Totally faking it over here. So we've talked about this before. Chef Edward Lee, he's been on the podcast way long ago. I was thinking before episode 100. But he also has the Lee Initiative. It's in partnership with Maker's Mark, and they announced the second annual limited edition community batch with Unity in big capital letters there. It's a special bourbon release created exclusively to support the spirits industry, trade, and hospitality partners across the country. So similar to the 2020 bottling, this was created to support COVID-19 relief for hospitality industry, and this will be made exclusively available at select events and opportunities across the country, with 100% of the bottle proceeds benefiting the Lee Initiative in its mission to support the trade and hospitality partners. So to create the community batch, Maker's Mark tapped 41 whiskey clubs around the country who are all equally passionate about whiskey and the hospitality industry, and they lent their expertise and their palates to create this sort of collaboration of Maker's Mark private selection recipes to create a truly one-of-a-kind limited edition release. So here's the stave breakdown. I don't remember what all these stand for. P2, remember what P2 stands for? I can't remember that one.
Nope. Peanut butter? I don't know.
Definitely not peanut butter. But anyway, P2 was 18%. CU, I think that's cuvée, was 22%. 46, of course.
I love that cuvée.
Yep.
That's a good one.
46 was 17%. MN, mocha? No.
Magnesium?
Yep, you're right. Got it. Magnesium, 28%. And SP, I got nothing.
Special stave.
Special stave. Perfect. 15%. This will be proofed at 107.7, and bottles can be purchased through the Lee Initiative website.
Denny Botter brought the last community, and it was excellent. I thought they did a great job. And regardless, I mean, it's for an amazing cause. So it's another just awesome thing the bourbon community does. It's just we support the community, and we love doing charitable things, and it's something easy for us to get to support. So I love it all around.
Yep, for sure. So on Wednesday, December 1st, Lost Lantern, you might know them as they're another independent bottler, kind of like what we do as well. They're going to be celebrating their first Winter Whiskey Wednesday drop, and they have three limited edition single casks that will be available exclusively from our buddy Blake over at Sealbox. And at LostLanternWhiskey.com. So these are all bottled at cash strength, non-chill filtered, and have no natural flavor, colors adding or anything. Or it's all natural color. Natural flavoring. Who am I talking about? So 2021 single cask number 6 is a McCarthy's 6-year-old Oregon peated single malt that'll SRP for around $140. Number 7 is Smooth Ambler's West Virginia Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It'll be around $80. And Starlight Indiana Straight Rye Whiskey will be at $70. So there you go. Go get yourself some other white label bourbons out there. So California-based Wolves Whiskey is partnering with Kentucky's Willett Distillery to launch a limited edition rye called The Rye Project, Volume 1, Batch 1. It's set to release on December 6th. This rye project starts with a very low rye, 51%, which is aged in New American Oak for 6 years, which is then blended with 6 and 7 year whiskeys with higher rye content, which is 74%, that have been distilled by Willett. This Rye Project, Volume 1, Batch 1, is 103 proof and is limited to 623 9-liter cases. That's actually quite a lot. This is set to release later this month at a suggested retail price of $220 in California, New York, Texas, Illinois, Colorado, New Jersey, Florida, Connecticut, Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, Maryland, and DC. The second and final batch will be released in the spring, but at barrel strength.
Ooh. Is that so? That 51% rye is the Willett rye too?
It just says it starts with a very low rye. 51% aged in new American oak for 6 years. I'm assuming that's their like California one, and then they blended it with the 6 and 7 year Willet.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm guessing that's what it is.
Huh.
From what I could read.
I'll have to ask Drew. I don't know. But I love Willet's rye whiskey. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. As much as Drew doesn't like it, we do.
I know. It's funny. We were having lunch the other day, and he's like, I just can't do rye whiskey. It's like, I'm like, you're missing out, man. It's your best stuff.
You should try it once in a while.
Yeah.
All right. So here's some news that's coming out of Chicago. Field Rye Whiskey, which is created in collaboration with the Field Museum, will become available for purchase at O'Hare International Airport on Saturday. Now, the only thing that...
I'm a Midway guy, Southwest.
Unfortunately, you're not going to get this whiskey, apparently.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all good. The only thing that's not Chicago about this collaboration is the whiskey itself, which comes from Journeyman Distillery in Three Oaks, Michigan. Field Rye is made from Journeyman's Last Feather Rye, which is a it says macerated with Black Mission Fig. This rye is 90 proof and available at a suggested retail price of $60 and will be found in O'Hare's Terminal 1.
I've heard a lot of good things about this Journeyman, but have yet to have it. So, I don't know. Somebody send me a bottle. Because I don't think I've seen it. I haven't seen it here on the shelves in Kentucky. But
might not be looking for it either. Maybe we should go look for it.
I have looked for it. But
oh, then never mind then. Your sleuthing skills are failing you.
I know. Or just have a ball at Midway instead of O'Hare the next time I get a connecting flight in Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. And our last piece of news for the night is that Peerless is releasing, for their second time, rye whiskey aged in absinthe barrels. This non-chill filtered, strictly sweet mash, barrel proof, no water added at 110.7 proof, and has a price of $134. It can be ordered online or at their gift shop for a limited time.
Go Peerless.
Yep. I remember the absinthe. It was okay. It was weird. It was funky.
Well, absinthe's one of those things. It's like either if you like black licorice, you're going to like this. And I don't like black licorice, but, you know, I like Peerless, so maybe it'll be okay.
Which is weird because it's like every once in a while I like an absinthe cocktail. Or maybe I just convince myself I like an absinthe cocktail because you don't see them too often. And I'm like, ooh, let's try this. I'm like, it tastes like licorice.
Yeah, it's one of those polarizing things. You either love it and it's one of those things that makes interesting cocktails and mixologists love them. But yeah, you got to hide the licorice if I'm going to like it, but that's just me.
Add more wormwood to it. Let's start hallucinating.
Yeah, exactly.
You think we could come out with a wormwood bourbon? Think people would go for it?
We got to see if this weed bourbon will come out first and see how that does.
All right. Well, they'll do the weed bourbon. We'll just go ahead and we'll leapfrog them and just go to shrooms and bourbon. How about that?
You go first. I'll be your Sherpa.
Nobody needs a bad trip on Pursuit Shrooms bourbon, huh?
That's right. Comes with your own guide.
All right. I'm just kidding. We don't endorse anybody doing illicit drugs and bourbon or anything like this. It's purely for comedy.
Go get that from Peerless and Absinthe together.
So. All right. Well, cheers, everybody. That's going to wrap it up for this week in bourbon. Kenny and Ryan here signing off. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Or actually, this is Friday. So I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. And
there you're doing your second family on Friday for Thanksgiving. So maybe it is happy Thanksgiving. So.
Maybe you're catching us right here on your stroll back from wherever you're driving from. So appreciate you tuning in.
Yep. Don't argue too much with your in-laws.
True story. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.